Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got half an hour of the show left together. You want to join in on our conversation? You got some thoughts about what is a mind-blowing news day? Give me a jangle or text me, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I've been wanting to talk about Donald Trump's tariff terror and this insane case that is before the Supreme Court, and we're going to get there. But the news today, folks, it just will not stop. So not only do we have the discharge petition that is moving forward about releasing the Epstein files, and by the way, it is now a virtual certainty. In fact, I can think of no set of facts under which this will not happen, that there will be a full House of Republican vote in the probably the first week of December about whether or not to release the Epstein files. Republicans, MAGAs, are defecting en masse on this issue away from Donald Trump today as we are speaking. Some reports putting the number at 100 or more of Republicans that will ultimately vote for, in other words, pro-release the Epstein files once that final full House vote occurs. Magical thinking jackhole Mike Johnson, there's basically nothing he can do to stop this. It is happening whether they like it or not. Meanwhile, of course, we remain in the shutdown, right? Not open yet, folks. And that means that the continuing resolution to fund the government is now, it has passed out of the Senate, and it is now in the House. But I'm sure you've all heard about this little sneaky provision that they stuck into the continuing resolution that will basically enable all of these elected officials who basically participated in the conspiracy related to January 6th to overturn the 2020 elections. You know, all the fake electors, all these people that Donald Trump just pardoned. Yes, well, the DOJ legitimately looked at their phone records. Well, they snuck a provision into the continuing resolution that basically gives each one of those people who was very legitimately investigated the right to get $500,000. It's basically like betray your country, violate your oath, trash the Constitution, and here's $500,000. Yeah, it's in there. Anyways, two Republicans in the House are saying they will not vote for the continuing resolution. They will, in fact, vote no on the continuing resolution. Remember, the margin in the House is razor thin. The two Republican MAGA supporters on the House side that are going to vote no on the CR as of this moment right now are Representative William Stube, that is how it's pronounced. He is a Republican from Florida, as well as Representative Massey. There is no room for error, folks. Wow. Representative Stube saying this, he ain't voting on something to give Senator Lindsey Graham $500,000. Can't blame you there, Representative. No kidding. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jack from Merrimack, what you got for us?
Well, Ms. Denson was very, very articulate. I want to remind people of, again, Hannah Arendt's statements describing her fall into the vacuum of Fox News, the first of which is that the purpose of all these continuous lies, and by the way, it wasn't just Fox News, but every single major news source allowed these MAGAs to get on and repeat and repeat and repeat the same lies continuously. So it's not just Fox News. But the purpose of this is so that nobody believes anything anymore. And the other statement is that the ideal subject of an authoritarian rule, whether it's a fascist or communist, the ideal subject is somebody that doesn't know truth from fiction and lies from falsehood anymore. And what they're going to do, what people like that do, is they listen to the loudest voice. And that's one reason why we have the problem we have now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The information sewer problem is a real thing, Jack. I continue to be mystified by journalists who interview MAGAs and who, I mean, Caitlin Collins has been doing, I think, a better job. So has Jake Tapper. But specifically, like, that's not true. I don't know why you put on the air these people who just constantly lie over and over and over again. Repetition does make people believe stuff. Fox News, its entire set design, its manner of communicating is designed as almost a version of mind control. And I thought, you know, and folks, what the person that Jack's talking about is Jessica Denson. She was my guest in the prior half hour. She fully owned, like, I didn't do any of my own research. I didn't look into it. I just believed it, you know, took it on faith. And here we are. Right? I mean, it's such a dangerous time. Folks, if you missed Jessica's interview, she is a refugee from the MAGAverse, true believer turned supporter of Donald Trump's removal from office via impeachment. Check out our interview. You can always find our past interviews and the entire show catalog at civicmedia.us/shows. Also, on Spotify and Apple Pods. Mark from Sussex is having himself a real field day by completely dodging the actual point of my discussion with Jessica Denson. He's like, what, you don't want to talk about the shutdown anymore? I just did talk about the shutdown. Do I think Dems caved and it was a stupid idea? Yes, I do. But because the shutdown is over, now we're talking about the Epstein files. See, Mark? Because the shutdown is over, Johnson had to swear in Adelita Grijalva. Because he had to swear in Adelita Grijalva, she was the 28th signature on the discharge petition, which is going to lead to a full House vote on whether or not to release the Epstein files. And yes, I'm talking about the shutdown because the CR is now before the House, and formerly MAGA loyalist congresspersons on the House side are now saying, I'm not going to sign on to something that effectively rewards treasonous members of Congress and senators for their treasonous behavior at the cost of $500,000 a pop that taxpayers will pay. So again, yeah. And Mark from Sussex, if you want to know all about Ms. Denson, why don't you do your own homework and Google her and look up some of the media coverage? We will post the article from 19th News about her campaign of harassment. Go watch her show. You can find out all your questions. I don't need to do all your homework for you. And point of fact, Mark, I don't know how long she worked on the campaign. She obviously worked there for quite some time because she went from a low-level staffer to being the director of Hispanic engagement and outreach for the entire Trump 2016 campaign. So yeah, an insider. Jeannie from Eau Claire, what do you got for us? Go ahead, Jeannie.
Boy, you never fail to amaze me with all the great guests that you have on and great topics. And we need to include Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. I think his name was on the receiving end of maybe some of that money. Boy, we got folks.
Yeah, actually, Jeannie, let me just say this. Ron Johnson did come out today publicly and said that he would not use the provision to try to get himself $500,000. Considering that Ron Johnson's like net worth is somewhere north of like $40 million, yeah, that's the least we can expect from him. But I'll also say the fact that Rojo told us he was only going to run for two terms and never run again, and he lied about that. I don't really give his word much credit at all. Sorry to interrupt, Jeannie. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. That's great. It's good to know. But the point is I could see him still accepting it. I can't trust a word that comes. All he's did is lie his whole time. Anyway, this is so outstanding. You can find that lovely woman on YouTube. Just, you know, search her name, and she does an outstanding job. So thanks a lot. And this is just so disgusting, though. It's about gal darn time this gal darn skanky guy who has a history is getting called out for the dirty stuff he's did against young girls. So thank you very much. And I have a new thing. The GOP is guardian of predators, not only pedophiles, but predators. And look at all the people that he has, given sanction that they don't have to, they can get out of jail free cards.
No, all the pardoning. It's ridiculous, Jeannie. I love it. What's it again? The guardians of predators. Guardians of predators. Yes,
yep.
That sounds about right. Thank you, Jeannie from Eau Claire. Let me talk about this tariff case a little bit. And first of all, let me start here. This is based on the latest AP poll. Okay? Donald Trump's numbers are as bad as they have ever been. They're historically terrible. The percentage of adults who approve of Donald Trump's management of the federal government overall is now at its lowest ever, 33%. That's down from 43% in March. Even amongst Republicans, his base, it was 81% approval back in March. It's now at 68%. And independents here, folks, they went from 38% approval to a disastrous 25% approval rate. Now we've got the Trump administration trying to bury the actual economic news. They're refusing to put out the inflation numbers and the job loss numbers for October. But of course, that's somehow Democrats' fault. It's weird, even though Donald Trump already fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics and installed a lackey and its data based on surveys using methods that have existed for decades under both Republican and Democratic presidents. The BLS is supposed to be an apolitical organization just reporting data. But here's Caroline Leavitt in front of the White House press corps lying about it. Take a listen.
The Democrats may have permanently damaged the federal statistical system with October CPI and jobs reports likely never being released. And all of that economic data released will be permanently impaired, leaving our policymakers at the Fed flying blind at a critical period.
So let's get this straight, Caroline. You can't, you and the Trump administration, who can fix anything? It's now the Democrat. What did they break into the like the BLS offices last night and like smash the computers? What are you talking about? And of course, just ask yourself this question. All of a sudden, it's a problem. It wasn't a problem during Donald Trump's first administration, was it? Wasn't a problem during George W. Bush's administration, was it? But now it's a problem. And furthermore, ask yourself this question. If you had done the stupidest economic policy in modern American history, which are tariffs that conservative economists, liberal, all economists basically know, well, that's going to be inflationary and not good. And the actual economic numbers were showing that you are hurting the middle class, that inflation is increasing and increasing at a faster rate, and that hundreds of thousands of people are losing jobs, you'd probably go, oh, well, the data's bad. Don't pay any attention to that. The data's bad. It's those dastardly Democrats. Of course you would, because you can't take any responsibility for anything. Anything that happens that you don't like, well, that's Joe Biden's fault and the Democrats, and anything that does go well or that you do like, that you take credit for. Except here's the thing, Mr. President, that's not how the economy works. It's really not. Interestingly enough, the Supreme Court may end up saving Donald Trump from himself. I discussed the tariff case, currently pending awaiting decision before the Supreme Court of the United States when we come back. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.